Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Tes, and we are on Nun Chesem Abeis. We have three more blot here to the Perek of Rabbi Yishmael, and we are Nun Chesem Abeis. We're continuing the stories relating to various halachas of touching wine and pouring wine and diluting wine, and Be'ez Hashem, we will see. Just the last point that we made was, can an Ovei Kochavim dilute wine for a Jew? And then the answer given, what is Aser? Because it's Aser Midrabanan. Because just like we say to a Nazir, you know, stay away from a vineyard because it's not a good idea. It might come to, you might come to eat some of the grape products and wine products. So therefore, just stay away. Right? It's Xera Durabanan. The Rabban says Xera, he might come to touch. The Ritva says he might come to be Mashke Yain Mamish. Different deos exactly of the halacha. What about Bidi'evet? Li'ikuva. That we didn't discuss. Machlokes Rishonim, what about Likuva? If he did it, right? This is a Xerah Durabana. But if he did it, the Rambam writes in Ma'achalas Asuros, in Yud Gimel, if it's done, so then, Yesh Dvarim, says the Rambam, Yesh Dvarim, She'ein Bohem Isser Nisuch Klal, Va'asurosoch Achamim Kedei Laharchik Min HaNisuch. Right, there are those that some items that there is no Isser of Nisuch, but the Chachamim answered it to distance. Ve'elohein lo yimzog hagoy hamayim l'toch hayayin shebiyada Yisraeli shema yavo litzok hayayin l'toch hamayim. Right, maybe he can't put water into wine because he might come to put wine into water. That's the Rambam's gzeira. Even though that itself is an Isser Durabban gzeira, maybe he might come to be menasech. Maybe the Rambam thinks no, because sometimes he'll actually be menasech. And therefore, it's a gzeir, not a gzeir l'gzeira. V'lo yolech ha-goy anovim l'gat, shema yavo lidroch oliga. He includes in this a goy carrying the grapes to the gat. V'lo yisayeh li yisroh, b'shoshem meirik ha-yayin mikli l'kli. Right? He shouldn't help the Jew when he's pouring out from wine from one kli to another kli. Shema yaniach ha-kli b'yad goy, v'nimsa ha-yayin b'mikocho. V'msiyah o mazak ha-yayin ohevi anovim. Hare ze mutter. The Rambam paskins, these are only lechatchila, but b'di'evet, if the guy did it, so then it would be mutter b'di'evet. That goes by Monios here, quotes the Sefer HaTruma, which says, Sefer HaTruma, one of the Rishonim, Vahani mili dafka sheshafach hagoy hamayim bechinam, only if he did it for free. Avalim shafach kidei sheyehe tov lishtoso, or a little bit. But if he did so much, so now it's mutter to drink, asar afilu b'di'evet. Daha, we're about to have the story of Reish Lakish Ikla Labatsro, we're about to have that, and we're going to see what Rabbi Yochanan says about Yayin Nesa. But either way, the Sefer Shuvah says maybe it depends how much, but this is the Rambam Shita that Me'ikra did as mutter b'di'evet. The Ramban here discusses, he hasn't think so, maybe this Takala is Mitsuya b'yoser, and therefore you have to asar even b'di'evet. Sometimes, even if something is Xerah Durabanan, the Rabbanan would ask even b'di'evet. Beis Hashem will come to talk about Kalim by Bishalakim Beis Hashem in a couple of minutes. But that's an important discussion. What about b'di'evet? The concept of a siyug, which we have, Leich Leich Amar Nazira, started very, very early in history. Very early. The second person created in history was the first one to make a siyug, and that, of course, was Chava. Chava makes a siyug to her words. Hashem tells Adam, Memela, Chava, not to eat from the tree, and Chava says to the snake, I'm not even going to touch the tree, right? So the concept is a good concept. That's a siyug. And if you look in the Avos Rebbe Nasan, Avos Rebbe Nasan is a compilation of many prakim that expands upon Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos has 6 prakim, and Avos Rebbe Nasan has 41 prakim. Every one line of Pirkei Avos is discussed by many lines of Avos Rebbe Nasan. So the Perek Beis in Avos Rebbe Nasan is almost all about Ezehu Siyag. Asu Siyag Latara, the Hashem Gadola say. So the whole Perek is about Siyagim. Ezehu Sag Shasta Torah Ludvareha. What is the Siyag that the Torah made? So first it starts talking about, interesting Lashon. The Siyagim that the Torah made for its words. So it sounds like the concept of Siyag Daraisa that Rabbi Yosef Engel compiles. Harehu Omer, says the Avos Rebbe Nasan, Vel Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikrav. Yochol, you're not allowed to be with a woman when she's a Nida. Yochol Yechab Kena V'yinashkena, V'yadaber Imad Dvarim Betelem. You might think you could hug and kiss a Nida, just not actually to be with her. Tamalama Lo Sikrav. Right, you can't come close. Sounds like the Shita of the Rambam that Nigiyah Chibuk V'Nishuk is Asur D'Oraisa, not just Asur D'Rabbanan. Yochol Yashan Ima B'Begadeha Alamita. You might think that you can sleep in the same bed. Tamalomar Lo Tikrav. Yochol Tirchos Panev Tichol Inah. Tamalomar Adav Nidasakal Yamim V'Chulu Mikan Amru. talks about the siyag, and then it talks about a discussion of somebody who died young, v'chulu. Okay, not for now. But then the parak continues and quotes many other examples of people in history that made siyagim. Ezo siyag shasa Moshe ledvarav. Hari yom ever, yom ha-shem ha-moshe, lechem ha-la'am v'kidashem ha-yom ha-machar. V'lo ratza Moshe ha-tzadik, lo mer lem li-Yisrael, kederach shavar lo-kadosh baruch hu. Ela kach amar, enichonim l'shosas yom ha-tik sh'alisha. V'hosav le-Moshe, yom echad midaito. As we know, the Gemara in Shabbos says, he added on an extra day before Maimed Har Sinai as a siyag. He wanted to make sure everybody was prepared for Maimed Har Sinai. And then he continues, and the next halacha after Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Finally, it talks about Chava. Chava made a siyag, right? And the idea of the siyag, the context here is clear that siyagim are a positive. Ezo siyag shiasa iov ledvarav. Ezo siyag shiasa chachamim ledivrayim. Right? It quotes the first Mishnah in Brachos. Kriyash Mashal Arvis on Chatzos. V'chulu, any different siyagim. But either way, the concept of a siyag is learned that from here. Rav Shapshin Rafal Hirsch, in his commentary on Chumash, points out the problem with Chava was that she blurred the lines between the siyag and the din. If she would have said this to the snake, Hashem told me not to eat from the tree, and I'm adding on not to even touch the tree, then history would have been different. That would have been fine. But the problem was that she said, Hashem told me not to touch the tree. Once she says that the siyag is a daraisa, so then the snake picked up on that, and the rest is history. Because we can't blur the lines between what's a daraisa, what's a drabanan, what's a chumra, because it's important in various contexts, and sometimes if we make it into a din, and then we can't fulfill the chumra, then we'll just throw away the whole din itself. So, siyagim are a good thing, asu siyag latara, but we have to just make sure that they're always, the proper perspective is kept in fulfilling them. Okay, let's continue. Reish Lakish, a couple lines up from the bottom. Reish Lakish Ikla Labatsra. Next story. Again, many stories here. As we'll see in a couple of days, Rashi at the end of the parak will have a whole summary of, you know, what the halachas are, because it's hard to pinpoint exactly what we learn from each and every story, depending on how we interpret it according to the various Rishonim. So Reish Lakish Ikla Labatsra, one time he visited Batsra, Chaza Yisrael, de Ka'achli Pei. He saw three things. Number one, Chaza Yisrael, de Ka'achli Peirai, de Loma Asri. He saw that Bnei Yisrael were eating fruit that they didn't take off Trumas and Maaseres from yet. Va'aser lahu, and he asered. He said, what's going on here? Trumas and Maaseres. You know, it's Tevel. Right, Rashi. De ksavar batzra hi betzer b'midbar b'eretz hamishar. The Reish Lakish assumed that Batzra is the same as Betzar mentioned in the Torah, meaning a city that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. V'kiva demei Eretz Yisrael, he chayav peirosev meiser, because it's from Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Reish Lakish thought that chayav and shumas and meiseres, and therefore that's why he got upset at them. Number one. Number two. What else did he see? Chazamai desagdi luhu ovdei kachavim v'shasi Yisrael. He saw a water that was bowed down to by an idolater, and he saw Jews drinking it afterwards. Also, the one he said, how can you drink this afterwards? He answered, and then, I'm sorry, two things he saw. We'll get to three things later. So, asal kavod Rabbi Yochanan. He came over to Rabbi Yochanan, and he told them this terrible thing. You know, these people are eating tevel, and these people are drinking. It's one thing that is Nasser Bahana'a. So Aslak Abu Rabbi Yochanan, his brother-in-law and his Rebbe says, Amarlei, Adim Ketorach Alach, while you still have your coat on, Zil Hadar, quickly go back. Change your psak. What are you asering? Go back and tell them it's mutter. Why? Betzer Lav Hainu Batzra. Two mistakes. Number one, it's different cities. Betzer is in Eretz Yisrael. Batzra is not in Eretz Yisrael. It does not have Kedush Eretz Yisrael. That's what they're eating with Achumas and Maisras. And number two, umayim shal rabim in esarin, and the water that belongs to the public cannot be asered, and therefore there's no reason for you to have asered it for them. So therefore, go back. For Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso, to Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shimer b'shimim in Yehud Tzadok, mayim shal rabim in esarin. Right, he says the mayim of rabim cannot be nesar because it is out of their private individual, doesn't have any authority over it, and therefore you can't change the status. This belongs to the rab. Says the Gemara, let's just finish this story and then we'll go back. Says the Gemara, Hadi Yachid Nesarin, what according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it was Mayim of a Yachid, it would be Nesar. It sounds like from his statement, only because it belongs to the public is the water not Nesar. But if it would belong to a Yachid, it can be. V'tepikle, why don't you say it cannot be Asar, to Mechubarininu. It's Mechubar. Remember with the Mishnah we had back on Daf Mimhei, right? The mountains cannot be asered. Right? We mentioned there a discussion in Rashi and Tosfos from based on the Gemara and Memvav. Can there be a chiyah misa if there's no avodah zarah that's ne'asar? But you know, if it's mechubar, it's not ne'asar. So here, the water is mechubar. Right? Water is mechubar to the ground. It doesn't have to be something that you have to cut. Right, water, that's an ocean, a lake, that's all connected to the ground. So why don't you say, even if it's a yachid, it cannot be asered. So lo tzricha de talshinu gala. Maybe it's a case where there was a wave. There was a wave and the water went up in the air, and right when it was up in the air, and there was space between the wave and the water on the bottom, that's when the idolater bowed down to it, so he's able to aser even something that was mechubar, but at this moment it's not mechubar. And that is why it occurred, and that's why he was able to, that's why the mashmos is that only Rabim is not ne'asar, but Yochid would be ne'asar. Yochid would be ne'asar only if it is detached. Says the Gemara, sof, one second, avnei har shadil shenidaldalu ninhu. Isn't this similar to the case of that we spoke about earlier, about the stones, the parts of a mountain that get dislodged? The mountain itself is not ne'asar. But we had the machlokes earlier. What about a stone that also did not have any tfisas yad adam, but it got, the man did not detach it. It got detached. So is that still considered something that cannot be ne'asar? Because man didn't have any involvement or not. So why don't we prove from here, if Rabbi Yochanan says that the water from a wave is aserable, can become ne'asar, that's like avnei har shenidaldalu. Both lacked tfisas yad adam, and here he says it could be ne'asar, so let's prove he's the one. Right, we had a machlokas, we weren't sure before. Tistayim to Rabbi Yochanan damar asuros. Why don't we prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says asur? Why didn't the Gemara there bring this statement in? The Gemara says no. Maybe the case here that we're talking about, that he says, that he gives the mashmos, that if it was shel yachid, it could become aser, it's talking about a case where a man was involved. Lo tzricha de tafchinu biyadei. Right, he pushed up the water with his hands, right, and therefore, that's, it wasn't stam a wave, but he pushed it up with his hands, that's why it was separated, and that's why he, this is not similar to a case of avnei har shenidaldalu. That case, maybe he would say mutter, because it can't aser something that there's no tfisas yad adam, that man did not have any part in the existence and the reality of this item. But here, he pushed up the water himself, and maybe that's the case, that Rabbi Yochanan says, Yachid could be Aser. So again, Rabbi Yochanan makes a statement, that the water of Rabim cannot be Nasar. Mashma, that the water of Yachid can be Nasar. So Gemara says, maybe that's only talking about a case where a Ovid Kochavim himself separates the water from what's Mechubar Lakarka, and that's why he's able to Aser it. Good. Tosas Rid here points out, just on the end, that what is the kavana that he has when he throws the water up? He pushes the water up out of the ocean. Pirish, kigon shalonis kavin lezakos bahem, delevi diachida. Right, he just has that ha'ara. We're talking about water that he throws up into the air. He separates it. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan says, Shal Rabim is not Ne'asar, and Shal Yachid is Ne'asar. But if it would Shal Rabim, those Rid points out, if I take a drink of water from the ocean, right, so right, if I have Kavana Liknos, so then it's gonna be mine. So he just says, it must be that there's no Kavana here to be Kona, and we had that a couple of weeks ago also, that certain cases, certain Xeris Rabbanan, I think of Rava, for cases of Chash Kinyan, where a Jew might pick it up, right, the bittel. Remember the case of the bittel of avodah zarah of akum. Certain cases will be machmir b'di'evad because of a gzeira, because a Jew might come to pick it up. Okay, a couple of points on the Gemara. Let's go back to this big Tosfos. Tosfos here does not spend most of the Tosfos talking about Betzer and Batzra, even though that is the title of the Dibur Maskil of Tosfos. Tosfos discusses the chiyuv of chumas and maestros and chutz laretz. He says you get different impressions from different sources. Again, pashtus, there are mitzvahs atzliyas ba'aretz, right? The Mishnah in Kiddushin, called mitzvah she tzliya ba'aretz, enonu heges ela ba'aretz. But Tosfos says, on the fourth line, v'kasha, di'ilu b'chol shara talmud mashma, de'chutz la'aretz chayeves b'maiser. Right, at least certain maisers, right? The ka'amar b'becharos, perakama debetza, true mas chutz la'aretz, ochel v'holech, v'yachar kach nafrish, v'chein rabba, mavtil la'baro, v'achala, b'mei tumaso. You get an impression that certain trumas and maestros are noheg, at least midrabanan, in chutz la'aretz. The Tosfos has a couple of couple of suggestions. Again, the Mishnah says on a Daraisa level it's only in Eretz Yisrael, but on a Drabana level there's expanded ideas. Right? We have the concept of Arla Chutz La'aretz, we have the concept of Chalas Chutz La'aretz, right? So what about these others, Trumas and Maestras? Stosis has a couple of suggestions. Number one, the Yesh Rotzim Lomar. Some want to say, he's quoting this from Arashi and Maseches Chulin, the Yesh Rotzim Lomar, the eighth line of Tosfos, Dahani Mili, when do we say that there's Trumas and Maestras mid Drabana in Chutz La'aretz? Dahani Mili, Bidagon Tirash V'Yitzar, only by grain and wine and oil. The Eretz Gufa Machayev Min HaTorah, because in Eretz Yisrael itself you're Chayev Min HaTorah, V'Lachin B'Chutz La'aretz Gazer Rabbanan. And that's why, if it's Daraisa in Eretz Yisrael, they made it Rabbanan and Chutz La'aretz. Aval B'Shmaitzin U'Parakam Adachulin Ma'ir B'Maiser Yerek. But here, doesn't say exactly what they're eating, but let's assume they're talking about Rabbanan, Maiser Yerek, Yerakos, vegetables are for sure Rabbanan. V'Afilu Ba'aretz Na'am Elam Chayev Elam Rabbanan. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it's only Rabbanan. V'Lachin B'Chutz La'aretz Lo Gazer. So that is one day, only was Daraisa in Eretz Yisrael. So that is Tosfos and Rashi L'Shitaso, right? The major machlokas we shown him in general. What is Chayiv and Chumas and Maisos Midaraisa in Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say, only Dagon, Tirosh V'Yitzhar. Grains and wine and oil. There's even a machlokas. What about grapes and olives? Right? If it's not made into the wine and the oil. But either way, it's only Dagon, Tirosh V'Yitzhar, because that's what the Pasuk says. Right, and that's Daraisa in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos says in this Deya that that's the Rabbanan in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says all fruit are Daraisa. All fruit. Vegetables are the Rabbanan. That's a Gemara. Yerukos. But all fruit are Daraisa according to the Rambam. Oranges, apples, pears, all of them. Major machlokas we've shown him. Whether that's Chayiv and Chumas and Maestros, mi Daraisa or mi Rabbanan. There are some middle approaches. There's a Deya in the Rishonim that say maybe Shivas Haminim. There's a Rivid in the Shidduch Kubetzes in Bab Metzia that maybe Shivas Haminim are Daraisa, just like Bikurim only applies to Shivas Haminim. So too, all Chumas and Maestros. Others say maybe Maestros Sheni is different. Maybe Maestros Sheni applies to all fruit. And other Chumas and Maestros Rishon only applies to Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar, many different days. But either way, this is day number one in Tosfos. Tosfos does not accept this. V'lo nehira, t'agabi tzlaf nami. What about tzlaf, the caper bush? T'lo machayev ba'aretz alami d'rabanan, which is only chiyev d'rabanan in Eretz Yisrael, amina b'parakesim b'farchin d'chayelah b'chutz l'aretz. Tzlaf shalar l'b'chutz l'aretz, or agav yonet v'alchon kafrisin. So you see something that's even only chayev d'rabanan in Eretz Yisrael is chayev in chutz l'aretz. So that's one approach. Rabbeinu Tam, three lines from the bottom, says maybe the difference is maybe are we talking about a vaday chiyuv or a demai chiyuv? Maybe all these cases, like an argamar, we're talking about demai, which you're not sure. Maybe it was already taken off. Right, demai, third mesechta in Shas. Right, demai, you're not sure whether the maestrus and the trumas maestr was taken off. So maybe that's what all the impressions that you get from Gemara is not being mechayev chutz la'aretz. That's talking about demai. Then another day, if you look at way down in Tosfos, on the next Amud, right, the first couple of skinny lines, first couple of wide lines, like the six wide line, Vareb David Mimailin tirates. Tahacha dechaza dachli peris lo ma'asu pirish lo hayu machmirin lahafrish b'chumrits Eretz Yisrael. There were certain chumras. Doesn't mean that they weren't taking off in Chutz La'aretz. It just means they weren't being as machmir as they are generally in Chutz La'aretz. That's what he was upset about. Okay, but either way, towards the end of the Tosfos adds a answer that is said by many others, and that is the only chiyuv in all the Gemaras throughout Shas that might give an impression that it applies to Chutz La'aretz. Those are only by the Aratzos Hasmuchos. If it's contiguous lands, it's Surya, it's lands close by, that's what we might extend and expand the chiyuv. But a land on the other side of the world, on the other side of the earth, to say this chiyuv chumas and maestros, that we never heard of, zelo shamanu. And that's what Tosa says towards the end in the name of the Ri. Aval Ri omer, kelo neschayvu b'chumas u'maestros ela hasmuchos la'aretz Yisrael, kagon Mitzrayim, u'bavel, Moab, u'bnei Amon. Ki sham ha'yirugin la'hafrish shalo yavo la'haka b'maestros Eretz Yisrael. Aval b'mekomos ha'rechokim, lo chivu chachamim shum maeser, v'filu dagon tirosh v'yitzhar. We never heard of it. Right, the Chumas and Maestras and the Mekomas are Achokim, for sure not. Uben Mekomas HaKrovim Nami, and even in the Mekomas HaKrovim, Mefarish B'Yerushalmi Minak Shal Yosim Kodem Shebitlum Harubam Harovim. Right, so and even only applies then. Good. So and then a little bit earlier in Tosfos, he discusses historically, you know, at that time. So Lamaisa, why don't we do it today in the Mekomas HaSmuchos? Right? Why don't we go to Mokomot Asmucho? So he says two reasons. Number one, our land often doesn't belong to us. Right, it belongs to the government. Rabbeinu Tam says, Karko Shalonu Mishubado Sein Lasarim. Right, what kind of rights did Jews have in those lands? So number one, it's not our land. So we're gonna give Shumas and Maestros from this. No, they want it. Number one, so it's not our land. Number one. And number two, number one. And number two, that's where he quotes the only Aratzas HaSmuchos, and if we're not in Aratzas HaSmuchos, like in France, like in where the Baali Tosfos were, in Germany, France, so that's why it wasn't done. Okay, again, an important discussion in Tosfos, and now we continue. Just one other point another little Tosfos, in Hadi Yachin Nesara, and Tosfos wonders how there could be any difference, right? There's a difference between the Rabbim, the Mayim of a Rabbim, Mayim of a Yachid. Didn't Yeshua ben Nun, right? One of the takonis he made at the end of Perek Meruba was that any Ma'ayan, that anybody can take part in, right? It's all water is Shal Rabbim. So how do you ever have Shal Yachid? So the Re says maybe it's a Ma'ayan that there wasn't one of the ones from the original. It was a case where a guy dug something in his own Yeshus. So that's his own Hishtavus. Or maybe it's a case where an entire city belonged to one person. So there might be different than other cases. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Abba ikla l'gavla. Rav Chiya bar Abba once visited Gavla. Tosfos Tudeis here, whether this is in where this is. Tosfos quotes the Arach, it's Har Seir, and then he quotes, maybe it's an Eretz Yisrael. Okay, either way, Gavla. Chaza benos Yisrael, he saw a few things that made him upset. Chaza benos Yisrael, demi Abron me ovdei kochavim, shemalu velo tavlu. He saw there were Jewish girls that were married to maybe semi-Jewish, but they married to men who didn't want to get to, interesting, they want to go to the mikvah. One would think that mila is a more of a commitment than the mikvah. But malu velo tavlu, right? They went to the mikvah, but they got mila, but they weren't tovel, which means they weren't Jewish. Right? They weren't Jewish, as we discussed a couple of days ago. Malu velo tavlu. We had then the fascinating, suggestion and words of the Radvaz. But even the Radvaz says he was Yatsa mi Akum, but he wasn't Nichnas l'Kedushas Yisrael without Tevila. Chaza, number one, he saw that, then he was very upset. Chaza Chamra de Mazgo of the Kachavim v'Shasu Yisrael. That's the one that's related to us. Right, he saw the of the Kachavim that were diluting wine, and v'Shasu and the Jews were drinking it, right, which went against the Lech Lech Hamra Nazira. Chaza Termasa de Shakilo of the Kachavim, he saw Termasin, certain types of vegetables, certain type of kidneys, that shalkulei avodas kachavim, that the ovdei kachavim were cooking, v'achli Yisrael, and the Jews were eating them, v'lo amar lo v'lo midi. And all these three things he saw, he didn't say a word. Didn't say a word. Also, l'kayim adreb Yochanan, did he not say a word because he thought he didn't want to listen, or did he not say a word because he didn't think they were problematic? Unclear. But either way, he came to the front of Rabbi Yochanan, he told him what he saw. Also, l'kayim adreb Yochanan, amar lei, tsei, he said, Rabbi Yochanan says, go back, tell them they're doing something wrong. On three levels. Go tell them that their children are mamzerim. We'll see why, right? We don't paskin this way. We paskin Eved v'akam abal bas Yisrael. The Vlad is Yisrael. But we'll see what Rabbi Yochanan holds. So number one, tell them that they're mamzerim. V'al yena mishum yayin nesach. And tell them that their wine is yayin nesach. Why? Because as we said, the dilution of the non-Jews. And on termasin, because of Bishal Akum, as we had back in the second parak. Mishum she'inam b'nei Torah. What's that last line going on? We'll see it's going on the last line. That really, it's not Bishal Akum, but because they're not b'nei Torah, they wouldn't understand the differences and the nuances between what's mutter, what's aser, so you're just gonna aser everything. Okay, let's talk about each one of these. Al b'neihem she'in mam, by the way, the fact that it's Yayin Nesach, actually, let's just do it with the next line. Al b'neihem she'in mam zeirim Yochanan tamei. Rabbi Yochanan follows l'shitaso. Dam Rabbi Yochanan la'olam eino ger ad she'yimol v'yitbol. Geris is only, as the Gemara say in Nesachas Yivamis, only after Mila and Tfila. And we discussed a couple of days ago. Or do those work hand in hand? Is the Mila a t'nai for the Iker Geris, which is the mikvah, right? It might also have a nafkamina. I don't think I mentioned this yet. Do you need a bezdin just for the tefillah, or do you also need a bezdin for the milah? If you don't need a bezdin for the milah, because maybe milah is not really part of the geirus, it's a prerequisite to the geirus. So that also might be, do you need bezdin, all different nafkaminas. But Rabbi Yochanan says you need both. Obviously, v'kivan delo tavil, ovik ochavim, and since he didn't go to the mikvah, he's a guy. He's an ovik ochavim. And, so that's so far, that's what we all do. Va'amar Rav Chana Amar Yochanan, Oved Kochav and the Evan Alba Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. Right, Oved Kochav and Evan that are with the Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer. This is a Machlokas Tanoim in Maseches Yevamis. What creates Mamzerus? Right, it's a major Machlokas. Right, Rabbi Akiva says right, different ingredients creates Mamzerus. One might say that it's a lack of Tfisas Kiddushin. Right, that's what creates Mamzerus. Right, that's for sure, and that's what we paskin. You know, and lack of Tfisas Kiddushin. If you can't get married to the woman, even if you tried, so then that would create Mamzerus. So any of the Chayve Krisus, any of the Chayve Mises Bezdin, right, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, and therefore one would be able to create Mamzerus. What about Shame Erva? A little more expanded. Sometimes you might have something called an erva, but this piece is kiddushin. That gets into the issue whether a nida is in the world of arayos, whether a nida is an erva, right? Because nida, we know, is chayve krisus, but there is tfisas kiddushin, according to, right, maybe there's no chuppah, according to the Rambam, chuppah is royal labia, but there's tfisas kiddushin, but there's no mamzeris. Hakol modim, the Gemara says. Hakol modim, there's no mamzeris when it comes to an isha nida. There's chayve krisus, but that's an exception. Or do we say even chumras ha'isser, right? Even an erva no tfisas kiddushin doesn't automatically mean mamzeris, right? That's why there's a dea in Yevamis that only chayve mises bezdin, not even chayve krisus. Right, is Mamzeris. Rabbi Akiva is the most expanded Shita. Rabbi Shua there in Yevamis, the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes, only Chayve Mises Bezdin. Right, which means even without Tfisas Kiddushin, even without Arai, it has to be Chumras HaAveira, Chayve Mises Bezdin. But Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Akiva, according to one version, is Chayve Krisus, right, which is what generally we hold. But Rabbi Akiva, according to certain versions of Rabbi Akiva, the question is how far he goes. Also Chayve Lavin, even Chayve Asay, different versions of Rabbi Akiva there. Rabbi Akiva is the one that has the most expanded shita of Mamzeris, and that Gemara there talks about our case, about a Goy the Eved of Abbas Yisrael. There's no Tfisas Kiddushin there, but Pashas is not because of Erva. Right, it's not arayos. A goy is not an erva in the same way like that all the other arayos are. Right, a little bit reminds us of the Rabbeinu Tam Ksubis Daf Gimel or so, where he talks about whether it's Gili arayos. Right, Esther Amalka with Achashverosh. The Gemara there, the Rishonim discussed the line of the Gemara there, Validrosh Luhu Daona Shari. Right, is it considered Gili arayos of Bia Im Ha'akum? That's a big discussion. But either way, part of it is about how you define mamzerus. Where does the word mamzer come from? Yosef Engel has a fascinating suggestion in the Chos and Yosef, mumzar. Right? It's a strange blemish, a mumzar. That's where even the word comes from. But again, it's an important discussion. Do you need, amazing, halacha l'maisa, do you need a maisa bia to create mamzerus? How would you ever have a mamzer without a maisa bia? So Moshe has a tshuva. Moshe has a much-discussed shuva way back in 1961. Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar, 1961. Says Moshe, Be'isha, Hasher Avru Ke'esr Shana V'lo Yalda, a woman, 10 years, couldn't have a baby, and she really wanted a child. V'achisar and Amru Sha'arofim Shumi Menu. And the Rofim said, it is, because it was whatever the fertility doctor said, there's something wrong with the man. In this case, she has a deep desire to have a child. What did she do? So below zev achulu halcha laharofe vizarek barachma zera shel ish acher shalobir shazbala. She went and got impregnated with the sperm of another man. She went to the doctors without telling her husband, or right, without the rishus of the husband. Vinisha malas kvodo mehabal imuteresla. The husband wants to know. Maybe he was upset, but now he understands and he wants to stay married to her. Right? Is she muteris to him? Vechu din avlad. Right? So is this considered Gili Arayas? Is the child a mamzer? Right? So what is the halacha? Obviously, he doesn't get the misapuravu here. It wasn't his zera. But, you know, what's the halacha? Vine barur. Ramosha says this is clear. Shebelo bias ish lo nesra ish alabaila. Ramosha is clear. Right? Without a maisa bia, there's no Isser Labayla. Not everybody agrees to this, but that's what Ramosha says. Right? You can't have an Isser Labayla, like what the Talmud calls a Nisabra Ba'ambatya. Right? It's not, it can't be. The Isser Sota Labayla who rock mitzad Isser Habiyah, velo mitzad Azera Shila Shacher Sheyesh B'me'eha. It's the act of Biyah, not the reality of a different man's Zera inside of her. Right, that's not what creates the Maisa Biyah, which relates, if you remember, maybe to the Maharik that's quoted in the Ramah at the end of Evan Ezer, who discusses the case of Omer Mutter. Right? What if a woman says, I didn't know, you're not allowed to have another relationship. I didn't know. So she has to rule by law. Is that called shogeg? Is that called mezid? It's omer mutter. So the Marik says, whatever it is, it's asur labayla. Because it's a maisa merit against her husband. And any maisa merit is asur labayla. Right? That's the Maharik. So here this relates to it. Right? It could be, this, right? Is this called a maisa merit? If a woman just gets the zera of another man put inside of her, so maybe that's also part of it. That's why it's not going to be asur labayla. Dimbala ish acher, af bebiya shalo yatsa, zera. The Av Shlokadarka Nasra Baila, meaning Sota, right? Because let's say if she was with another man, right, without Zera, but there was a Maisabia, Babiya Shalo Yatza Zera, Vav Bishlokadarka Nasra Baila, meaning Sota, right? So you see it's not the Zera inside of her. It's the Bia. Vimba Zera Lagufa Shalomi Bia Kaambati, Shiniskabi Gamara, Shlonasi Zuzlo Nasra Baila. And then the Moshe has the next chiddush as well. V'chein avlad hu kasher shegam mamzerus hu rak kishahaya idei bia. Moshe assumes mamzerus is also from a ma'isa bia. V'af shavlad mamzer af ofen shedav kum nachrim zu bazu shlo avr ala iser. And even though there's mamzerus, if nachrim take the man and the woman and physically force them to be together, ala iser mishim shayu anusim mikom akam hayezed derech bia shuz nus. Even though that, there is mamzeris from in that type of case, because it was a maisabia, even though it was ones, it was still a maisabia. Aval benis abra idei shenichnas hazera shalacher b'me'a bambati shenizka b'gemara ukeha da'osan arofim bizmaneinu eino mamzer v'av shahaya zera shalachan mikroveha kagon me'avia v'chameh aviyacheha. Right, even if it's a relative, Rachmana Litzlan, in these cases, that would be the case. Then he gets into the issue about Jewish, non-Jewish, a big discussion in the poskim. Reuter Moshe said, but some other poskim got upset, but he says, Ein lachish azerahu mishal Yehudi, kivin sharov, those who give to the banks are nachrim, to levad, v'chulu, he continues, in this regard. Okay, but that's an important tshuva of Moshe in Eben Ezer, Aleph, Simin Yud. Another interesting discussion here, the Chashuki Chemed discusses, and then we'll continue to the second point of what he got upset about. Maisa Ba'avrech, he's talking about Seva Achreiz Albaneim, Shein Mamzerim. So, a person is involved with Ba'alei Tshuva, coming close to the fold, and after a little while he realizes that they are Kara'im, or they are from Kara'im. And he quotes that the Ramah says in Eben Ezer that one shouldn't be involved in Kara'im, and he can't marry a Karaite. Hakaraim, says the Ramah, the end of Simen Dalet in Eben Ezer. Hakaraim aser leeschatin bahem. Vikulam heim safek mamzerim. Vein makabal mosam imrotzim lachzor. Aval ha'anusim ha'chozrim ladas Yisrael. Nearly shemutu leeschatin bahem kumu b'shar gerim. Ananusim, they were forced. But general Karaim, they're suffering mamzerim. Like our Gemara talks about mamzerim. So he was asked, if somebody realizes that he's involved in trying to be machzir b'tshuva karam, is there anything to worry about? So obviously, we kind of know the answer. He said, I asked for my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, and he says, of course, do whatever you can to bring him back. Right, what? So they're Jewish, right? They're suffering mamzerim, but they're Jewish. He says, hey, vada yehudim, esrichem lo moritam olachar shosam migoyim, va'av shirab sad yigon gazar ala karayim, and even though the Ramah quotes it in Eben Ezer, haradvaz b'mitzrayim kavashim yehudim gemurim l'chol davar, all if they're following, they're being Karaites. How many Karaites are there today? Right, when you start teaching him one din d'rabbanan, one Torah Sheval Peh, done. They're not Karaites anymore. And therefore, of course, even if the Ramah says, Savim Mamzerim, but Bezman Hazeh, that would not be the case. Okay, so that's number one.
Can you marry?
So can you marry? So Mistama, if you're at the stage of marriage, they're not acting like a Karaite anymore. Right? So, if somebody is still, but Savim Mamzerim then, but it could be that, you know, hundreds of years ago, in the days of Rav Sadia Gaon, you know, they were. But now, generally, it was based on Tinok Shenishbas, and you go back a couple of generations, it wasn't like they were doing this Lahachis, Dafka not listening to certain Drushas Chazal, and therefore, you know, Pashas, once they say that they're not Mamzerim, so that once they come back to the fold, that we don't have to be worried. Just like any kosher Jew that you come, you don't know what happened six generations ago. Right? So, Ruba de Ruba, you can rely on that. Okay, and so number one, Rabbi Yochanan says, they're mamzerim. V'gazar al yenam, and then he says, this wine that you saw the goy diluting, gazar al yenam, shem yayin esach, mishum lech lech amir nezira, schar lech amir lo sikrav, like we said yesterday, right? Which sounds like sounds like the Ramban, that it's also b'di'evet. So it sounds like from this Gemara, right? Against that Ramban that says only also l'chachila. V'yal termesin mishum b'shuli ovnei kochavim. And on the termesin, bishalakum, why l'fish ena b'nei Torah? What does that mean, that they're not b'nei Torah? Right? Taima dena b'nei Torah. The reason that Rabbi Yochanan said to Asr is because they're not b'nei Torah. But me'ikr hadin, it will be mutter. Ha b'nei Torah shari. But if they would be b'nei Torah, and meaning me'ikr hadin, it would be mutter. So the question is why? Why are termesin mutter? Why aren't termesin subject to bishalakum? So we have to review a little bit. Well, we had a couple of prakam ago. V'yamar v'sholbar av Yitzchak, amarav, one of the three yisodos, kol ne shenechal kamo shuchai, in bo mishum shuli of the kochavim. Anything that you could eat raw is not subject to bishalakum. And termesin cannot be eaten raw. So termesin should be subject to bishalakum. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it's only usher because they're not b'nei Torah? Right? It should be usher across the board. So the answer, Rabbi Yochanan kihach lishna svirlei, because Rabbi Yochanan holds like the other statement that we had about bishalakum. You're right. It has to be able to be eaten raw for it not to be subject. But there's another din. Dom Rav Shul Bar Rav Yitzchak, kol Amar Rav, kol Sheina Ola L'Shulchan Al Shal Malachim, L'Lachvis Po Asapas, anything that does not go up on the king's table to be eaten with bread, what we would call a chashiv food, Ein Bo Mishum Shuli Avdei Kochavim. So that's where termesin doesn't make the cut. Taima, Deina B'nei Torah, B'nei Torah Shari. Termesin, you cannot eat them raw, but they're not a chashiv food. And therefore, because of that second klal, that is why it's not subject to bishalakum. But Rabbi Yochanan said usher because the people from this community would not be able to differentiate, and therefore he just ushered both, so they don't come to eating something that is real bishalakum. Again, we discussed a lot of bishalakum in the second parak. Just 2 points. I don't remember if I mentioned there, so I'll mention it again here. And that is talking about able to be in raw or v'chulu. In Bishalakum, we know the Ramah uses the lashon of Eish, right, specifically. Right, in Kufyud Gimel, the simon about Bishalakum, the Ramah's lashon is, just fine if I could find it for a second, the language that he uses is only something, when he talks about steaming, here it is, in Yud Gimel. Dag Shemilcha, what about salting? Or mu'ushan, smoking. The Ramaz Lashon, kavush, right, we have a principle in Yaradeya, kavush kemavushal, keeping something in pickled, in a liquid for so long, that's like mavushal. That doesn't apply to bishalakum. Delo asru ela bishal shel esh, quoting the language of the tour. It has to have with fire, the Rama quotes this. So that's a big discussion in the postgame. What about microwaves? Is there a bishalakum by microwaves? Because there's no fire there, right? It has its own unique way of heating the food from within the food itself. That's why you can have a microwave. You can have something, part of the food that was boiling hot and some part that's still cold. You never have such a thing when you cook something on a fire, right? So the question is there bishalakum by a microwave? That is a major machlokas postgame, and different postgame, and different vods of different communities hold of different things when it comes to bishalakum by microwaves. Number one. Number two, what I want to mention, because it connects to what we mentioned earlier, and that is, what about kalim? What about a kli? What if a guy used my pot to cook something kosher? So does bishalakum aser kalim? So that's 2 days in the Rashba that we had back in the first parak, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes both days. Kalim shebishal b'am ovei kochavim lefaneinu, the verim sheish b'am b'shulei ovei kochavim tzrichin hechsher v'yesh omrim she'ein tzrichim. Machlokas, whether it needs hechsher or not. But even if it needs hechsher, if it's something that cannot be kashered, we say, you know, for bishalakim it can be kashered. But this is a machlokas, 2 days in the rush. But the question is, if you ask it lechatchila, does the rabbanon have power to ask things b'di'evid, like requiring a hechsher? That's similar to what we just said from the discussion about the gzera of the yayin meziga, right? Diluting it. Sometimes the rabbanon would say, I need to do this, A, because maybe it could lead to the daraisa directly, or, right, the rabbanon won't even have any teeth unless you ask the kalim, right? Kulacha the gzeiravu. The Aruch HaShulchan here quotes both deyos and the svaras for why the kalim would be aser. V'taymo shel harosh kemo shekasav ara. To keep it, the katamo iser mishum chasnus ubeplaytus lo shayeches or chasnus. Maybe she the kalim are not aser because you're not going to lead to intermarriage by using a pot that had bishalakim in it. But avala rash b'kasav to call the tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun the kiva shem asru hamachol mameila da fleit da pleita asura. Right, they gave it the status of treif, and once they gave it the status of treif, then even bishal akum would asur the kalim. Good, I'll get a lot more there, but refer back to what we discussed in the second parak. Vayter boy mine me Rav Kahana ovi kochavim oshi yolecha navim lagat. What exactly is the case here? Machlokes. What exactly is the case? So Rashi doesn't say a word here. So we don't know what Rashi how interprets the case. Tosfos here quotes the last line of Tosfos. It's what we call an iceberg Tosfos. Looks like a one-liner, but then you turn over the page. You see it goes further. So Tosfos quotes the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, and we're going to go with his pshat, what's the case? Could a non-Jew carry grapes to the vat? Right? From the vine, from the vineyard, can he carry? Hey, that's what the words sound like. Hevi anavim lagat basalim. Can he carry? That's what the Rashbam says. From the bottom line. Shabotshim anavim, vinosnim, osam basalim, lolicham lagat. What's the issue? When they go into the basket, it comes a little mushy. And maybe there's some liquid there, and they're nechbash, and the wine spills a little bit out, and maybe he's touching it. That's the Rashbam says. It's the bitzir, it's the harvesting and the bringing it. Fine. Tosfos does not like that, because Tosfos says, remember what we discussed a week ago? Right? When does it start having the status of wine? And we said it doesn't even have the status of wine once it gets into the top pool of the presser. Right? Only when it starts flowing down, whether it's down. So when it's in the basket, of course it's not wine yet. What's the Havamina? So Tosfos says, no, the case is where is an Obik HaHavamina allowed to schlep it and then pour it into the top vat. Because then already there's movement. And maybe it's going to go down already a little bit in the down the slope. So, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, what exactly is the case? Tosfos and the Rashbam. So, let's go with the Rashbam's spot for now. So, Novi Kochavim, he carries it to the god Pesalin, Ubi, on the side we change to the Girsa, Dardurin, right, he's carrying it in these little baskets, Afabisha, Yain, Mezalif, Alein, Mutter, right, even though the wine is sprinkling on them, Mutter, right, so, Mutter, right, well, can you carry? So, we have this, I skipped a line. Let's go back for a second. Boy, my name is Efkana, Obiko Chavim. Maoshiola Chadavim Lagat. Can he do it? So, Amar Lahu, Usser. So, Rifkana answers, Usser. Mishum Lech Lech Amar Nazira, Skar Skar Lacham Lo Sikrav. You're right, technically, maybe it's okay. But, you know, we don't want him to do it because it'll lead to maybe actually pouring the wine or taking part in the later in the process. So on that answer of Mutter, Esfir of Yemeler of Kahana, Ovik Chavim Shevi Anav Lagat, Bisalin, right, and Ovik Chavim that brought the grapes in the Salin. Uvid Dardurin, Alpishayim is Alif, Lay Mutter, it's Mutter. Right, so you see, how can you say it's Usser because of Lech Lech Hamar Nazir, you see it's Mutter. So Amar Lay, Hevi Kamrit. That price is about if you did it. If you did it b'di'evah, we're not going to asser it. But we're talking about l'chadchila. Can you have the ovik al-chavim involved? So that was what I was talking about. So there's no answer given to that. Next story. This is story number 4 or 5. Remember, there are many, these dafim. And again, the Rishonim have summaries at the end of the sugya of all the stories. Of different types of touching, different types of kavanas. But here's the next one. Hahu esrog adraf ala chavita d'chamer. There was an esrog that fell into a barrel of wine. Idri, as it's falling down into the barrel, Idri ovik ochavim b'shakli. The ovik ochavim quickly sticks his arm in to catch it, to catch the esrog. Amar Rav Ashi, stop time. Imagine, he has his arm in the barrel, and now Rav Ashi is there, and he says, wait! We don't want the whole barrel of wine to become usur. So, everybody, hold on. Don't let the guy move his arm. He has his arm in the barrel. Don't let him move his arm. Because you don't want him to, if he starts moving, then he's agitating the wine. And therefore, it would usur the rest of the barrel. What you should do is now pour the barrel sideways to get all the rest of the wine out without the guy causing any movement. And that way, you'd be able to save the rest of the barrel. Right, what's going on? The Ravid here, quoted in the Ritva, says maybe even Bishtiya, and the Ritva and the other Rishonim find that problematic. Even to drink? No. Our whole issue over the past 5 daf has been, if a guy touches the wine, you can't drink it. Right, period, Mishum Chasnus. The only question is beyond that. Is it Mishum Stamyenam? Is it going to be Aser Bahana? That's the issue here. The guy definitely touched this wine, and the Ritva said it's definitely going to be Aser for that. The only question is, can it be sold? That's what the Ritva and others say. What's the difference between here, though? He already touched it. He stuck his hand in. So explains Tosfos. When it comes to the putting the arm in, he obviously was doing that for a specific reason. That's like the case of measuring. That's like the case of doing it for a certain reason. That's why we're not going to asur mishum that. But by measuring, even taking the arm out has a purpose. He can't just dip the arm in and then he has to take his arm out and look at his hands. You know, how wet it got. But here, the only reason for sticking the arm in was going in to get the esrog. But going out, maybe he's gonna be meshachshech, and therefore going out is more of a chshash. That's what Tosfos says in Naktua. But hotzoas haesrog hutzrich leminka piyadei sheino tarid kol kach kama hotzoas yada de medida. Right, it's not similar to that. Right, and therefore, by the medida, even taking his arm out is called medida. But here, it's not. And therefore, there's more of a worry, and that's why he said he got to stop him. Amar Avashi, Hayovik Ochavim, the Naschei Lachamra, the Yisrael Bekavana. What happened if it Ovik Ochavim that poured the wine of a Jew Bekavana? On purpose. What do you mean on purpose? On what purpose? Right, what Kavana? Is it Kavana to touch it or Kavana to damage? That's a discussion. The Rambam sounds like it's kavana to damage. What's the issue? Well, let's just continue first. Even though this, you cannot sell this wine now to anybody else. It's aser bana because he touched it on purpose. But you could still demand payment from that guy who did it on purpose. Why? My time of miklakali. It's like he burned up your wine. He damaged you. And if he damaged you, so then you're allowed to demand compensation. Similarly, Amar Rav Ashi, Amin Allah, how do I know that? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Ovi Kochavim Shinisech Yenosh Yisrael, Shalob, if they have Ordos Kochavim, Usr. If a guy did Nisa Chayayin, not in front of his idol, it's still Usr. Still Usr. Rabbi Yudah ben Baba, Rabbi Yudah ben Mishra, Matirin, Mishim Shnei Dvarim. They matter it because of the following two svaras. They matter it Bahana'a. Echa Shem Nasri Nan Elbe, if they have Ordos Kochavim. They feel that, no, Nisa was only done in front of the idol. Or they say to the guy, you can't aser my wine. You can't aser my wine. You don't have that power. Look at Rashi. Lo kol kaminech. And even though we don't really hold of this, it is aser b'hana regarding everybody else, but that svara of, you don't have the rights to do that, is enough to say that they should be chayav to pay. Yes, the wine's going to be aser, but so that's the svara. The Rav Ashi says that's the svara why we would say in our case also he would have to pay. Why would some Rishonim say, the Rambam seems to say this, that it's only where the kavana was lahazik? Because this is, if you remember, if we realize it's hezek sheino nikar. It's not a nikar hezek. You look at the wine, it looks like the same it was beforehand. So we know the Gemara Negitin tells us hezek sheino nikar is lav shmei hezek, but we're machmir mishum knas because we don't want the people to be going around and doing things to their friends. So here too, only if the guy had kavanah lahazik, you might say, are we going to say he has to pay? Because otherwise, right, it's a hezek sheino nikar. We're not going to be konis b'shogeg. Or others say, right, the Kesef Mishnah says there that, you know, maybe not. Maybe all types of touching would be problematic. This is the Rambam here in Yud Gimel Chav Ches, the last halach in Berak Yud Gimel. Says the Rambam, Goy shenoga b'yenoshi Yisrael lo onso mutar limker oso yayin lo oso hagoy. Shekivan sheniskaven ze hagoy lahaziko v'lasar yeno. Says he had kavana lahazik, hariza kemisha shibro osher sarfo. It's like he destroyed your property. Maisa hezik. And therefore, you're allowed to demand payment from him. That's not called getting money from Avodah Zarah. And then he says, the Kesef Mishnah says, Mashko omi dvar of the dafka begoishes kavin la ziko v'lesar yenuhu deshari l'mishkal demei mine. Aval miskavin lakach, lo niskavin lakach, also l'mishkal demei mine. V'nirish etaymo, mishum, as we just explained, it would be hezek shiro nikar. Fine. But then he says, v'yim tomar, but don't we say adam mu'ad la'olam? B'im b'shogig, b'im b'mezid, right? Mishnah baba kama. So Adam is more l'olam. So who cares what his kavana was? So says the Kesef Mishnah. No, Dahani mili b'dvarim shem yiduim lakol ha'olam shem nizikim. Only by item actions that are clearly hezek, and the whole world would say it's called damaging. Piahu amrinon she'ein tain of shogeg o eno miskavim podraso. There's no tain of shogeg there. Adam more l'olam. Avol negiya ba'alma. But just by touching something, where that's not called damage in the world, we call it damage. Avol negiya ba'alma. Meaning, in the world of Hezek Sheino Nikar, Kivan de Lekulei Alma Les Bei Nizka Klal Ela Li Yisrael O Li Yodim B'Tivam Kol Shelo Nizkavin LaHazik Ein L'Chayva L'Shalem. So Hezek Sheino Nikar, you're not going to say Adamu La'Olam, right? And therefore, you're going to have to pay. So therefore, that's the chilek in this case here. Again, the Maisa Hezek of a guy is a lot to talk about. We get into the sugyas of Isser Hezek and Maisa Hezek, but I guess we'll have to stop here. Okay, we'll stop here. The next two daf will be put up from the last cycle. Samach Samach Alf and Bez Hashem. Next time we'll pick up with the beginning of the last parak here in Avodah Zarah. Okay, we will stop here.